Five UWM architecture students have earned national attention. They're part of a combined team made up of students in UWM's School of Architecture and Urban Planning and UW-Madison engineering students.
Their energy-efficient home design called Domus Solis, which is Latin for solar home, will be vying with the buildings designed by teams from around the globe in the U.S. Department of Energy's Solar Decathlon.
The contest takes place at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden, Colorado this weekend. Earlier this week, Lake Effect Susan Bentz met with two of the UWM members of the team.
Max Rodensel and Chris Clawitter are juniors majoring in architecture. Chris says this project is unlike any other they've taken on thus far in their college years.
In studio, we do a lot of conceptual projects, so just projects that, like, you do some form finding and program diagramming and stuff, and then submit it, like, 6 weeks later and call it a day. This has been going on since October, and we've worked with engineers and done construction drawings, and this is like the one project that we could actually build in real life, and we haven't ever done that before. So I'd say this is the most complex project we've done.
Yeah, like Chris said, just the scale and what it really means. It's not just, you have this arbitrary site where you're designing something for. It's in Madison, so like we've been to the site, we've seen like what it feels like, and like we're just developing it, and we're actually like competing to get it built, really.
Cool. So when you say it's in Madison, it will be built in Madison?
The site that we chose is in Madison, and then if we win, then we go into the build competition. But I think there's plans to in the future to do some connections with other schools.
So where in Madison? On campus somewhere?
No, it's on the west of Lake Monona.
Okay. So. Now, another nuance of this is the other part of your team, the engineering part, is our students at UW.
Yeah.
So have you mostly just communicated by Skype?
So, yeah, we Skype every Monday for like half an hour, but we have met them twice, right?
Yeah, we met them in Milwaukee once, and then we met in Madison once, just like... have a more in-person meeting, but for the most part it's been all through like digital means.
You guys have come up with the design and they've added the engineering, meaning how can you make this most efficient in solar, the maximum solar capacity?
Yeah, so I think when we got pitched this project by a professor, he said we're in charge of making it look good and they're in charge of making it work, and we've really stuck by that. So we've developed a house that we could actually market, and it's not just like a conceptual project that just looks weird and nobody else would get it. So it looks like a real house. And then the engineers made the solar panels work, the heating work, the air conditioning, the plumbing. They did all of that stuff.
So give me an idea of the basic. Is it ultra modern looking? Is it lots of windows, not many windows?
Commonly the competition gets like a all these students from different universities, and they all really want to design things similar to their studio projects, which it can be kind of over the top. But we kind of went for the approach of very marketable for like the general public, because that's who is really going to be buying it. So we need to go and see what makes their house now special and what makes them driven to like live in their house. The idea of moving from a normal house where they live in now to a net zero home, it might be frightening. So in order to like encourage people to do so, we need to like still make sure it feels like the house they live in now, where they just have to make slight changes to their lifestyle.
Why could there be anxiety about moving into a net zero home? Just the hearing that term, yeah, and not it being an unknown?
And we visited a net zero home in Milwaukee, and the lifestyle changed a little bit. They have to always like have windows closed and doors closed, and they have to like be really strict on how they are exposed to the outdoors and then adjusting things. Also, the lady was telling us that like sometimes she just has to be a little uncomfortable with the temperature or like the thermostat or whatever, because that's just the way it worked. And so I think that's the biggest adjustment for people. Like in regards to look though, we wanted it to feel like a normal house, like you weren't even knowing that it was off the grid, but it was.
Can you give a few hints? Is it a single story? Is it?
Well, we're in the urban single family competition guideline, and so our lot is pretty close to its neighbors, so, and it's on the corner, but we didn't want to create a very large home on the corner. We wanted to keep it minimal so it appears like a single-story house, but we actually have bedrooms packed into the attic space just to maximize.
Do people have to crawl up there?
No.
So like it feels like it's like the gable of the attic, but it's not actually like an attic, if you will. Like it's finished. Yeah. And
sure.
It's like a unique way of putting it without making it two stories.
So not to get too engineering, but are there challenges with that when you have sleeping space right up in terms of ventilation and temperature?
Well, obviously, like hot air rises, so that could be a problem. I think that we've designed it pretty well in terms of that. We have a double height space over the kitchen and the main dining area, where as hot air or hot like the sun comes into the space, it's obviously going to heat that air up. So we allowed it to like naturally ventilate to the top of the gable on the inside, and then the living upstairs is just packed in there.
So how many square feet, I should ask that?
Yeah, so it's the competition guidelines for the urban single family are you have to be below 2,500, and we squeezed right in there.
Yeah. I think our final is 2,498 square feet. Yeah.
Wow, nice job. Yeah, so how has this project influenced your, you know, what you're thinking about your future career?
Well, I've really been interested in sustainability. I've been taking classes outside of architecture on it, and I want to go to college for commercial sustainability, and I've treated this as like a stepping stone, so I've gotten my feet wet with a house that's sustainable, so like the next mission is like do an office building that's sustainable or apartment building, and that slowly gets up to like a skyscraper that's completely sustainable, because that's kind of what the future of architecture is going toward. Massive amounts of population in cities, but buildings that are destroying the planet. So how to work with both of them?
Personally, I'm interested in like the science behind what makes a space nice, or what is intriguing people. So whether it's like kind of getting my feet wet in like neuroscience within architecture right now, sounds like a lot, but like it's kind of, I'm making my way into it. Yeah. And then between that and then like thermal comfort, I find really intriguing. So those two inside a single family home I've kind of been able to like, okay, like how can I think about these issues or like elements when designing for a family? Instead of having a studio project, like classwork where they're just telling you exactly what you need, it's like, okay, I have some freedom to like figure out what I find important in this space. So
cool. So what was toughest about this, working on this
project? I would say the collaboration, because we were in two separate like cities, and the engineers think one way and we think a different way, and those thought processes don't always collide correctly. And I think just working in a team, we haven't really been exposed to that yet. We've done individual projects throughout our whole architectural careers in school. And so now we finally got in the team, which is real life. And it was a little harder to transition than we thought.
What great experience early on though, right?
Oh, yeah. Of course, because out in the real world, there's no individual projects unless you're a one-man firm. But even then, you're working with engineers all the time.
What would you say on that topic?
Say you hit it pretty well, but yeah, definitely like it's like, oh wow, people aren't just gonna be okay with your design. They're like, if the engineers are like, oh, I don't like this, or like this isn't working, I'm like, oh okay, like all right, time to figure it out then. Yeah, it's definitely been a different experience.
What's your schedule when you get to Golden, Colorado?
Friday night, everyone creates a poster and like has it on display, and there's hors d'oeuvres. The judges and other students can kind of get a feel for like what the competition is like. And then everyone on Saturday presents. And then I think the top three or five from all groups represent Sunday morning.
Wow.
And then they get told who like the grand winners are. And there's also like connection workshops where there's a bunch of people from leading companies in the energy field, and so that'll be really useful.
Well, how many teams are you competing against?
In our category, there are originally 18, and you needed to be the top eight So there's 8 groups now in the finals.
Could you have selected any of the building types to compete in?
Yeah.
So how did you decide on this?
Well, obviously it's a smaller project. We kind of decided lets you put more into it and develop it more. If we were to develop or design an apartment complex, it might be more efficient because you're getting more people under the same outer membrane of the building. So the engineers might be like, oh, well, my building performs better. But in reality, the spaces might not be as developed. Or I like the idea of having a very great impact on like one family. And as people, as friends of theirs and family come to visit, they'll also see and like kind of spread the word.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we didn't treat this as a competition. We wanted to build a house that not just like works for this one site in Madison. We wanted to build this house that could be used all around the nation at different sites. We designed a home. We didn't design a competition home, you know.
So last question. Is there an element of the design that you like best or are proudest of, or is it the whole combination?
I think what I'm proudest of, like how we turned a house that was supposed to be an off the grid into a home that just looks like a home. So like we've created spaces where like social interactions could happen due to like a taller ceiling. We've kept the open floor plan, tied appliances down to one plumbing wall to reduce pipe traveling. There's just a lot of features that we definitely thought a lot about, and so it's what I'm proud of.
In terms of what is like needed in Wisconsin, all commercial buildings need a vestibule. You need it for coating because of like not allowing the cold in, and like so it stays like a nice temperature on the inside. And we kind of brought that into our home. So we have vestibules for the house that double as like a mud room. It's like vacuum shut. So I think that was really special. I hope the judges like it. We also have like our dining nook has a table and then like a nook of seating, like a bench along the wall. So like right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then
where it bumps out.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. when the space isn't being used, you just push the table over the seating. So then it takes up less space in the kitchen. But then say you have like your family over, or like you have like friends over, then you just pull the table back out and people can like occupy all that seating in there. It's
Very
all about
cool.
using the space to the best, because you are really paying for every single square foot. So you got to make sure you're not heating space that you're not using to the
sure,
best. So
space,
I
right.
think that was really creative. So.
UWM architecture students Chris Klawitter and Max Rudensel are part of a team competing this weekend at the U.S. Department of Energy Solar Decathlon. The team includes UWM architecture students and students from UW-Madison's engineering department.
They hope to build a prototype of their nearly 2,500-square-foot home near downtown Madison next year in preparation for the Solar Decathlon Build Challenge in Washington, D.C.